Can you imagine being told you weren't allowed to read the Bible for yourself? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There is a time when most people couldn't even touch a Bible, let alone read it in their own language. But one person was so convinced that God's Word should be available to everyone that he risked everything to make it happen. Let's get into it with today's story. The Bible is for Everyone, John Wycliffe by Taylor Isay. How many times have you been told to read the Bible? Imagine sitting down in church and hearing the pastor say, "Don't you dare read the Bible. Unless you are a church leader, you are unworthy to study God's Word." And what if, on top of that, the only copies of the Bible you could find were written in a language you didn't understand? That was the world John Wycliffe was born into in the early 1300s in England. He loved Jesus, and he knew that, in the Bible, Jesus spoke to people in their own languages. Jesus didn't force his disciples to learn a foreign language in order to get to know him. He wanted everybody to have free access to himself, so much so that he died on the cross and rose from the dead to make it possible for people to have a relationship with him. Does that sound like somebody who would want to keep people away? John Wycliffe, fueled by this love for Jesus and the gospel, fought with some corrupt church leaders, literally and metaphorically, and assembled a team to start translating the Latin Bible into English. Since the printing press hadn't been invented yet, they had to write everything out by hand. And sadly, Wycliffe died before the translation was complete, but his team finished the job and published their English Bible after his death. Wycliffe's translation planted the seeds of the Reformation, and it was so influential that, after Wycliffe had been dead for decades, corrupt church leaders had his body dug up and burned at the stake for heresy. John Wycliffe knew that it was wrong to keep the truth of God's Word hidden. God wants us to know His Word so we can experience His love and then share it with others. What a wonderful God we serve. So, what are some questions you've got? Why is it important for us to be able to read the Bible for ourselves in our own language? Jesus is the point of the whole Bible. By coming to live among us, dying on the cross for our sins, and rising from the grave, Jesus reveals God's unwavering love for us. That's in Romans 5:8. In what ways might God be inviting you to help give other people the chance to hear and respond to the good news of Jesus? And if you want to learn more about the good news, you can read about it when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read what the Apostle Paul said to the younger pastor Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16. "From infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness." And dive into God's Word for more in Psalm 19, 1-14, and Psalm 119, verses 11-16, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way that you can help support Unlocked is by picking up some merch. You can get something in the mail at the same time you're helping other teenagers develop a closer relationship with God. So just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app or go to shop.keysforkids.org and tap on merchandise. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. We need to realize that we can plant seeds for the gospel, but we can't make them grow. So there's going to be more on that with her. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.